Still smells like liquid ass.
This is an ambush.
Pokemon porn.
I be creeping.
There's a Google video game console?
A cold tip.
Emergency gay backstory.
Are we talking about penises?
We are here to tell it like it is. No bullshit, just the fucking truth. This is Strength in Gaming.
That's better.
Look at.
All right, Sal just deep throated the mic. I think that means we're ready to start. I'm Samson Lancaster, and today I'm joined with Salvador Madrigal.
I'm Samson Lancaster.
And that sounds absolutely fucking horrible.
That's Samson Lancaster.
That's terrible.
It still sounds bad?
No. That sounds bad.
Oh.
We sound fine.
Are we picking that up on the mics?
Yeah, but it's in the background. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
It's not a big deal. We got special mics.
Dropping fat beats.
So we're here at Arcade Expo 5.0, right?
5.0.
It's been a year since the last one. Last time it was fucking freezing and raining. Now it's like, apart from the wind, it's almost perfect.
Yeah. This is a thong walking around weather.
Yeah. We forgot to bring our thongs, but we have jackets for later.
Aztec warrior all up in this bitch.
That's what Metal Slimer should be.
Aztec warrior.
He could make a good Aztec warrior.
Oh, in a way, yeah.
No, or like the chick that gets sacrificed.
Ghost dancer.
Jesus. Someone killing a dog over there?
Someone's beating the shit out of that cat.
That's terrible. Kudos on the booking here. Whoever that is amazing, right?
Yeah.
So it's no super madness, but you know.
I thought it was karaoke, dude. I was like, Sam asked me, I think there's music, and I go, I think that's inside and that's karaoke.
Yeah, I thought it was inside and I thought it was karaoke too. But it's not.
Horrifyingly, no, it's not.
It's not. It is not karaoke. Please help us. But yeah, we did a quick perusal.
Yeah, they added more games.
The pinball machines and the arcade has more machines. It's a bit more packed now. It's not nearly as crowded still as the pinball side, but
yeah,
it's everything's growing here, man. It's
you know, they say they moved around the newer pinballs to the other side of the. Or like they have the competitions, and that's always packed.
Yeah, yeah.
The pinball, the pinballs,
like the older pinballs, you can usually play those because they're usually pretty empty. Right around now, today's Saturday, so I think it's day two of Arcade Expo 5.0. And I talked to Chuck. He's a cool dude. He likes what we do, so we're back out here for a third year. This is our third year at Arcade Expo.
3 years already.
I've seen the change. I've seen it grow. It was a lot smaller when it started. Yeah. Woo. Support the band.
I feel like the first year we came and there was like a lot of shit here.
What do you mean?
Well, like food vendors. There's a like all food trucks.
Yeah, there were a couple food trucks, but I don't think it was like I don't think there was a lot. It was just there weren't any lines.
Well, like this year, the swap meet is like really small.
Yeah, there's like two tables.
Like the back end used to be filled up with a couple of rows of like random stuff for like pinballs and shit. And this year it was like nothing. It's like they're slimming down.
Yeah, because they were selling full on machines at some point.
Yeah,
like they had a bunch of them. Well, there's a section over there that says Funhouse that used to be where like the swap meet and the pinball.
That's a rape corner now.
Yeah,
don't go over there in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we'll revisit that when it gets dark. Actually, yeah, when it gets dark, we'll revisit.
We'll do
that.
A test of courage, dude. Go in there by yourself.
Yeah, into the Funhouse.
And if your butthole comes out clean, then it's okay.
Oh Jesus.
It feels moist.
We ran into Metal Slimer earlier. He seems down for an interview, so hopefully we'll get an interview with Metal Slimer while we're here. But yeah, I mean... I can't.
Dude, it's like a
it sounds better now. It sounds better now.
Like a Peter Frampton song and what is it? Zappa?
Zappa? Yeah. I could see that.
Zap Rogers.
Zap.
No. Zappin' Rogers. That's who it was. Zappin' Rogers. From like the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, then I guess it fits because we're really liking the well, some of the machines go back to like what, the 70s or something.
Yeah. I think there's one from the turn of the century. It's just a dude standing there and you hit him with a stick. Bang.
Yeah. I don't know if they call that pinball though.
I don't know if you play with this ball, I guess. Pin something to him.
Pin something. Pin the tail on the...
on the ball sack. There you go, pinball.
Pin the penis on the ball sack. I'm digging that pan flute. Oh, there it goes again.
You got the echo machine going on full blast.
Yeah. What else is going on? What else we got going on?
This should have been on like the Crow soundtrack.
Yeah. The Crow 2, not the first one.
The first one.
No, fuck you.
Because they keep calling me. That's what it sounds like, dude.
Hey, fuck you. That's a Nine Inch Nails song, asshole.
They keep calling me.
You're killing me here.
And then you cue in the synthesizer. Wah, 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 wah.
It's great. It's amazing.
And he just starts singing, "Ooh, baby, I love to wait."
This year, too, everybody should be looking out for some video coverage of Arcade Expo 5.0. We have our...
a lot of upskirt shots.
We have our amazing Mexican, Eddie Vargas, taking photos and doing video. I also got some B-roll on my GoPro, so we should have some interesting... Eddie's creative mind should bring something interesting for you guys shortly after this episode.
Expect some dubstep
wub
music in the background.
Yeah.
Royalty free, of course, because we don't want to get sued.
I hope this is royalty free. It has to be, right?
Yeah.
I don't know
if anybody would be willing to claim this. Copy strike, are you serious?
Yeah. Call back to when we got copy strike.
I
want
to copy strike you for copy striking me for copy striking you.
We got copy striked for having Becca Dex on that one video.
Yeah, for having the balls to copy strike me. I'm going to copy strike you.
Anyways. Yeah, so I think we're probably going to go play some stuff and maybe set up other interviews. Hopefully later tonight we'll get Metal Slimer on the... Jesus, that's loud now.
He said he's going to be ending. Here all night, so...
He's going to be here till like 11, so we can find him. He's easy to find. He's got that sexy Aztec warrior build. What's hilarious?
The music, dude.
I'm not even listening. I'm so busy.
That's Slow Jam 2019. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Eddie, say that to the mic.
He sounds like Adam Sandler.
Oh, he definitely does now. It's like he's impersonating Adam Sandler at this point. Eddie's with us. He's still messing with his...
The wedding singer.
Yes.
Dude, that's totally Adam Sandler.
Except it's definitely not.
Holy crap.
Because if it were, I'd have to go kick his ass. Fucking hate Adam Sandler.
I was just putting me in the mood, actually.
All right. There's a shed back there, Sal. You want to go?
There we go.
All right. We'll be back after this break. In Sal's anus. All ready. We're all prepared. We have our wine and beer and water. We're here today with Nico. Nico, now, actually... Is your pronounce your last name Saavedra or?
Yeah, well, if you pronounce it in Spanish, it's Saavedra.
Saavedra.
Okay. And in English, whatever. I mean, people will say Saavedra.
Oh, I mean, that's horrible.
That's how most people pronounce it, Saavedra. Nico cool. Saavedra.
We're all Spanish here, so.
Okay, Nico Saavedra.
Nico Saavedra. Uh-huh. Okay.
There you go.
I'm here. I'm Samson Lancaster. I'm here with Nico Saavedra of Super Madness at Arcade Expo. He is chilling. So he's got like his entire, you got your entire day to Fucking play video games. How's it been?
Good. You know, first gaming event that I attended in over a year that I'm not performing at. So I'm just playing games. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's they have more arcade games this year, I think. Have you been on the arcade or the pinball side?
I've been on both.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
Like I tend to like, you know, sit down and play with my favorites, you know, so I have about, you know, seven favorite pinball machines, and I will, you know how it is. It takes about 45 minutes to warm up,
yeah,
you know, with the one, you know, table, and then you start playing. So
how many, what are your favorites?
Some of my favorite pinball machines are the Getaway.
The Getaway?
Yeah, that's the high speed two.
Mm.
And what else? I, of course, you know, Terminator 2. I like Creature of the Black Lagoon. I like that one a lot. Of course, Adam's Family, you know, stuff like that. And then there's, you know, there's always like some older ones, like, I don't know, like there's the Batman, like the original 1990. I think it was from 1990, the one based out of the Tim Burton original Batman movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
like that one. And, yeah, that and of course, nice. There's RoboCop, you know.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Got
you know, some. Those are like some of the pinball machines that don't have the screen, you know, with all mm-hmm. the...
With all the fancy stuff. Yeah. They just have the scoreboards.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that, Sal?
Pumping iron.
Yeah.
Pumping iron. You know, I think hard bodies. There's... Hard Bodies is Sal's favorite, I think.
Cool.
Pinball. What about on the arcade side?
Oh, and there's too many, dude.
There's too many.
So the arcade, today I'm spending more time on the arcade area.
Mm-hmm.
Because
is this
there's
your
so
second
many,
day here, or is this your...
No, this is just my first day.
Okay.
I mean, I'm only going to be here today, but yeah. I have plenty of time to
it's
do
a
everything.
Little far.
But no, I mean, there's always like Ghosts and Goblins and Bad Dudes and Bubble Bubble. What else? I like POW. You know, POW.
A POW, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. I love that one. I don't know. It's just when somebody asks you, what are your favorite games? I mean, you keep losing track of all of them.
You could just list all of them, dude. It's fine.
It's let's see.
Our listeners love to hear
Of course, Ninja Gaiden, the arcade, and Double Dragon, all of those stuff are pretty great. Although I haven't seen a Ninja Gaiden. There's a Wonder Boy. I love Wonder Boy.
I saw Shinobi.
Oh, Shinobi. Oh, I love Shinobi.
There was a Shinobi, for sure.
I love Shinobi. So usually I will like be, you know, I will be performing with Super Madness at the events and then I'll try to play some games, you know, like, mm-hmm. but there's usually not a lot of time. So what I'm doing this time around, I'm literally going through like each row of games,
and,
you know, sticking to about four of them, play them all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of shooter games too.
Okay.
Shooters. Yeah. So I do that and then go to the next round. So by now I just finished half the arcade room.
Okay. Wow.
Not all of the games though.
No.
But I mean, what I'm saying, like, I don't know, four to five per row.
Yeah. That's still a lot more than we did so far.
I still spend quite some time.
Yeah.
I mean, the games that I play, I know how to play them.
Yeah. We try to play some games while we're here. We hit Rampart because that's like our favorite. We have to play Rampart. The three of us, but like, I think some of the controls didn't work properly. So like,
right.
Eddie couldn't flip his pieces, and at first Sal's trackball wasn't working. Mm-hmm. But it was still fun because I won. So
it's fun when you win.
It's always fun when I win.
That's awesome.
For me, not for anybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
Everybody hates me.
I know. He's pretty pissed right now.
Yeah, Sal's like, fuck off, and Eddie too.
Yeah. yeah.
So what are your what's your plan of attack next?
For today?
Yeah.
I'm just going to finish the arcade area and then move into pinball. Just going to finish the arcade area. Keep playing some arcades.
So you haven't been to pinball yet?
I did a little bit at the beginning.
Okay.
I played a couple tables that I like, and then I moved into the arcade area.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just going with the flow. I just feel like playing a bunch of arcade right now and having my wine.
Very nice.
I had a burger earlier. You know,
yeah.
So
we had burgers and Tetris tots earlier. So yeah, and it was good. Yeah, and then we said we brought rum and Coke. Boy brought rum, and then we got Coke.
Right. Yeah. I have more wine in my car too. I don't actually don't drink a lot, but I like to relax, and you know, food and wine does relax me.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I have it there for later in case you know.
The drive home, you just need a swig.
Well, no, I've never done that. You know, I'm not gonna start either. But
yeah.
But yeah, having a good time, dude.
Yeah, awesome. Like, dude, I love your fucking jacket.
Well, thank you. This is it's custom made. It's a cheap jacket from H&M.
And then rainbow.
And I put patches. On vintage rainbow patches on him.
Nice.
So it looks like it's like
it does
like a retro type jacket.
It looks like an old tour jacket. Or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. And but I grabbed the pieces to make it look like that. So thank you. I love it.
Fucking love rainbow.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
D.O.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, I think we're probably gonna have a few more drinks and play some more games.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll try to catch up with Metal Slimer. He's walking around too.
Sounds good.
He's a cosplayer. We ran into earlier. Sal. He approves. Alrighty. Well, it was good having you on again.
Thank you.
We're gonna get you in the studio next. We'll schedule the next couple of months or something.
Yeah, I'll be coming.
Absolutely. Sweet.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have a good one. So far, we've gotten a good amount of gaming in on the arcade side. Didn't play too many pinballs yet, but we got some more video and audio. I think we should go play some pinballs after this. But
some upskirts.
We did some. The three of us, Eddie, Sal, and myself, did some Rampart. I think everybody's stuff was broken except mine.
Yeah, that wrecked was your face. Garbage. I had to spin the ball so hard just to get it to move.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the machines are a little rough on the edges, but there's a lot more now, and it's still a lot of fun, I think. You get to play whatever you want for free.
You know what they were missing?
Free, quote-unquote,
they're missing
Andrew,
a couple of, like, good arcade games.
Like new
Rostan.
Ones?
Rostan.
Rostan, what?
Rostan.
What's that?
The one with the Conan lookalike. They're missing.
I have no idea
Black
what you're talking
Tiger.
About.
It's you're like a little knight with a ball and chain.
You carry your wife around with you?
No, ball and chain. That one's really good. Tecmo Knight.
Tecmo Knight was
a really good arcade game.
We haven't seen that one here.
There's a bunch of retro ones that they need in here.
They're running like out the of space 80s, already.
Late 80s, early 90s. Well, a lot of them, there was a couple of them that were like repeats.
Yeah.
So they had like four different defenders.
Yeah. Dude, this table's statically charged.
Yeah, like they had a bunch of Marvel versus Capcom ones. There's like two of those in there.
Yeah.
There's places they can trim to add more.
Yeah, yeah. I think you said the same thing last year.
Like the hunting game, that old school one that uses a laser to knock over the targets.
That one worked pretty good.
Yeah, but that one should be in the shooting gallery.
Yeah, but it's probably in better shape than the ones in the shooting gallery.
Yeah, the ones in the shooting gallery are pretty bad.
They're also, I think, older. Most of them are older. There's Emoto. She's doing some videography.
Some upskirt shots.
Maybe she'll stop by and go up our skirts. I'm sure you'd
some
like that,
skirt,
Sal.
Skirt shots.
But yeah, got to talk to the Nico Saavedra.
Yeah, she has her camera on a gimbal.
Yeah, she's got pro equipment, dude. Like, I don't have pro audio. I don't have pro video equipment. I have pro audio equipment. That's why we can record with all the band playing in the background, and it can sound just fine. Sal probably can't hear me.
Barely.
Yeah, I'll have to get closer to you.
You have to whisper in my ear.
I don't really whisper in your ear. You can't hear that. You will hear it later. Eddie's over there recording the
it's
band.
It's just because this girl's singing, dude. He's already up there. Like, oh, girls.
Yeah.
Well, I like girls.
She looks like she could be Eddie's type.
Honestly, all girls are his type.
Yeah. All girls are his type.
Crazy ones, tall ones, short ones.
Especially crazy ones.
Yeah, especially crazy ones.
And band chicks could be crazy. There's a higher chance.
Band chicks, though.
But I think groupies are more crazy than the actual band people.
He's a groupie. He's going to throw his underwear up there.
Yeah.
Some granny panties.
These guys aren't bad at all, but they're not very video gamey.
Dude, we got to get some granny panties and put the logo on it and just hand them out randomly.
Dude. Have so, some underwear. Spoiler alert for Celebrity Gamer 3. We're having Lost to My Sanity come on, and he's actually done that. He's put his logo on panties.
Yeah, but they're regular panties.
Yeah, we need granny panties.
Big ass like parachute underwear.
Yeah, we need some of those. There we need some go. Granny panties. I'm gonna look into that. And we need to get some more interesting.
You can
merch.
Probably go to the swap meet and get a pack of like 50 for like $2.
In the swamp meet.
The swap meet. Well, that's what she said. That's what she
but
said.
I think it's about a ghost. Eddie's done. I think he got his.
Eddie's coming back. He looks angry.
He nutted already, so it's time.
How much to fuck the mariachi? Huh?
What?
How much to fuck the mariachi? How much to fuck
pretty
the
sure
mariachi?
It won't be much after a couple of drinks.
You don't remember that from Once Upon a Time in Mexico? $100 to fuck the mariachi.
Was that Once Upon a Time in Mexico or was that one of the
yeah,
other
that's,
ones?
That was the one with Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the one that
yeah,
was,
okay.
They were offering, I think, $100 to fuck the mariachi. It was like, autographs, $5. Signed CDs, $50. And if you want to fuck the mariachi, $100.
Now, I wonder if that's each.
I wonder if they gave a group discount.
Yeah. You go family style for a group discount?
That was before his mole got out of control.
Before I tried to eat everybody.
Gained sentient.
Dude, where did Emoto went in like the side room or something?
That's a sex dungeon.
Oh, okay.
We're not sex allowed dungeon. Back there.
We're not allowed back. We haven't gotten sex dungeon clearance yet.
You got to hashtag me too to be able to go back there.
And I think you also have to be like in the 5-year club. We've only been here. This is our third
you
year.
You got
to
know the DJ.
I think we can swing knowing the DJ. All we got to do is give him some meth.
Oh, you know what's missing is the trailer that used to be right here.
Okay.
There
oh,
used to
yeah,
be a
yeah.
Mobile home right there.
Sure. I don't remember that.
Yep. That was Uncle Touchy's mobile touch facilities.
We should be recording in those outhouses over there, Pat's Pots.
How's it going?
That dude.
Huh?
The lead singer of the first band that we heard.
Is that a wig?
That has to be a wig, right?
Huh?
Is that a wig?
That has to be a wig, yeah. And oh, my brother's all
wig.
Like, dude, everybody at work knows he's faking it.
He's supposed to have a broken leg.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but he's kind of limping.
He's going into Pat's Pots. That's all I know.
Not even, dude.
That's like a pimp limp.
You want to say you won't put anything on
balls.
Record, Eddie?
Not really. I'm
okay. You going to record him?
Oh, man. So to get him.
Eddie's trying to get somebody in trouble.
He's going to submit it to Workman's Comp.
There are a lot of nerds. A lot of lovely scents on the inside. And the autism is pretty thick.
Huh?
The autism is pretty thick.
Yeah. Very, very, very. It is how you say it, very big. Really big shoe.
Really big shoe.
Good looking chicks, Eddie?
Yeah, a few.
What was that sound?
A few. Yeah. The front chick.
You should tell her. Call me if you ever want to break into movies.
He needs a ponytail.
No, he just needs to get a pencil thin mustache.
And change his last name to Wood?
Yeah.
We're doing some covers now. Franz Ferdinand?
I need methamphetamines. I'm starting to get sleepy.
Well, there's plenty of meth in this area.
What? Methamphetamines?
Yes.
I wonder if we can just walk up to a random person and ask him for some meth.
Yeah, we should try. You should try. Moto's rocking out. She's walking by.
She's not wearing boots.
What's that?
She's not wearing boots.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie
doesn't like Emoto anymore because she's not wearing boots. That's right, she was wearing cowboy boots before. You scared me with dropping that bottle, bro.
Please, I never leave my bottles empty. I mean, full.
Yeah.
I think Eddie likes band chicks because they can move their fingers quickly.
Yeah. So they can flick his bean. He's waiting for the dude to come out of the Pat's pots so he can get him dead to rights. It's too bad we have to leave so early because of Gatos, because it usually gets pretty lit.
Huh?
It gets pretty lit at night, this place.
Huh?
What?
Are you recording?
He's waiting.
I'll wait till he comes out of the bathroom.
Want to let you know that you should check out my show, Advanced Band. I think you will find my hacking skills to be top-notch. Listen at advancedbandshow.com. Now, time to play some Never Journey.
Hey, so this is Andy, and I'm on a show called Advanced Band. My favorite episode is where I beat Sam's high score in Wolfenstein, so you should check it out, or whatever. Listen at advancedbandshow.com. Hey, freak boy, let's get to class.
I'm here with Metal Slimer at Arcade Expo. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm feeling really good. I'm kind of cute and brutal at the same time, and kawaii.
Kawaii as fuck.
Yes.
Dude, yeah, your cosplays. I've been a fan of your cosplays since probably around Agretsuko.
Agretsuko?
Yeah, Agretsuko.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Because like that's when I found you. I found just Agretsuko cosplay, and then I saw you, and then I finally was able to find you like on Instagram. I was like, oh, this dude's awesome. And then... Nice. I don't know if you followed us or me, but I think you followed one. I have so many accounts. I don't know. I think you followed one of them. And yeah, so I was just like, we got to get him on the show. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we're based out of Huntington Beach. And if you were to do like a full show in studio, it's in Huntington Beach, but we also do remote. So like,
okay, that's cool.
Skype or something like that. But what do you go? Do you go by Metal or Slimer?
Yeah, Metal Slimer.
Just go Metal Slimer?
Yeah.
So Metal Slimer, what games have you gotten to play today?
Today, well, first I played Contra and I beat it without the Konami code.
Nice.
And it's a little bit harder on the arcade. Also, other than that, I was playing Robotron, Willow. Let's see, I played a lot so far. Circus Charlie. And I haven't played Chiller yet. That's one of my favorite games, but I'll play it soon. Because it's like the cutest game ever.
Yeah.
Have you played it before?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard of it?
It sounds familiar.
Okay. It's one of the most brutalist games ever.
What's the kawaii part of it?
It's been banned before. It's like, it's just one of those games they don't make anymore. It was like, I think it was maybe back in the 80s, like when they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So you're basically just shooting random people tied to torture devices.
Yeah, there you go.
I know it's
yeah,
I think
that
it
is
banned.
Pretty brutal. Yeah. That's pretty brutally metal. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of games got banned for that kind of random stuff. But I think it was back in the Atari days when there was no like lock on the consoles by any particular brand. So like there was the same way you got games like Custer's Revenge.
Yeah, the most effed up games ever.
Yeah, really messed up games. What about so this? You said this is your third time out here earlier. Do you think you'll be back tomorrow, or are you just doing like the day?
Oh, I'm just going for a day.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's so far out here in the middle of nowhere. Banning is.
It's worth it. It's my favorite arcade.
It's worth it. It's
has
definitely worth it.
Everything you want there.
Yeah, they have everything, and you get to play all day. What time does it close? Like
2 a.m.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Nonstop gaming.
Yeah.
Go all out. Go all brutal.
Yeah. So, like, what has been your favorite cosplay so far?
Oh, favorite cosplay. My favorite wise is, I gotta say, I probably like the hardest ones to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites is Poison because I love Final Fight so much. So that's my favorite beat 'em up. And she's basically wearing heels and the guts showing, so it's hard to pull off. But she's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, I think I've. The ones that really stuck out, like after I found you on Instagram, and then I was like, I started sending your stuff to, you know, everybody else on the team. I think anything with like tights, like Jessica Rabbit or the McDonald's, McDonald, Ronald McDonald. Hey, yeah, Misty. But Misty doesn't have tights, does she? Or socks?
Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, yeah. But the legs.
Yeah.
Your legs are metal as fuck.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Here. This is Sal. I got a question. Dude, do Conan.
I want to. That's like my
like
top
not,
movie.
Not Arnold Schwarzenegger Conan.
Oh, Conan the Savage?
Yeah.
From the comics?
Yeah.
That too.
Dude.
I want to do both.
Dude.
Any Conan. I just love Conan, but one of these days I'll do it. That's like my aesthetic right there.
Yeah, you got the look, but I think you should do Red Sonja.
No, I never thought of that for some reason.
Why? Well, you know what? It's funny because we were talking earlier, and he was like, he should do Conan, and I was like, that's awesome, but I think you should do Red Sonja.
Metal boobs. Yeah.
There you go. That would be fun. I think that would be a really fun one. Oh, man. Oh, there's Eddie.
I got lost.
You got lost. So Eddie's our photographer. Oh, cool. And stuff. He's doing video and some photography and stuff like that. So
photography and some tasteful video.
So yeah, we're gonna be doing a montage type video of everything, and then this audio is all going into a show that will release probably not this coming week, but the week after, because we have a show that's already releasing this week. But yeah. And I'll tag you and let you know.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so like, what are there any cosplays aside from the ones we just discussed that you really look forward to doing that you haven't done yet?
Are you talking about new cosplays that I have planned?
Yes.
I have Nightwolf planned for Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
And one I really want to do is, I don't know why I haven't done it yet, but I want to do a full-on Chun-Li
One of these days. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do some, a lot of kick poses with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, squats, that one would be good with the buns.
Other than that, probably Morticia Adams.
Nice.
And there's like a bunch I want to do. Hard walking in the yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, I think he's pretty skilled already. We've seen.
I don't know if you've seen those Dutch. I don't know if you've seen those Dutch dancers that have these like big hoops, and it looks like they're gliding, but they're actually moving their feet like really crazy fast.
Oh, that's cute. I know you're trying to
learn how to do that. And you just glide across the floor.
Yeah, glide. Stuff is gonna be dragging on the floor.
Yeah. No, that would be if I tried to do those cosplays. Stuff would be dragging on the floor because we're old.
What type of games are you into?
Old school, the old school brutal shit. I love old school games.
Like,
are you talking about like RPGs, beat 'em up, or like side scroller type?
That and like,
I mostly do side scrollers. I'm an old school side scroller.
Old school, yeah.
Yeah.
Ninja Gaiden.
Yes. Ninja Spirit is better for TurboGrafx.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard of that one. Ninja Spirit.
No, I never had the TurboGrafx.
Oh, okay.
I got the Genesis, was it? Like, I had the choice at, remember the good guys? I can either get a Genesis or a TurboGrafx, dude. I got a Genesis.
Yeah.
But Bonks, that was one of the one games that I wanted.
Yeah, Bonks is good. Bonks Adventure. It was only Bonks Adventure.
TurboGrafx.
Yeah.
So, genre-wise, what kind of games do you like?
Oh, fantasy.
Fantasy?
Fantasy adventure. Also, beat 'em ups, like Final Fight, Vigilante, Bad Dudes.
Streets of Rage? Did you ever
Streets of Rage, too. Those are my favorites. I just love the whole 80s aesthetic.
Those are the best ones.
I do a lot of fighting games, too, but mostly old ones. Old obscure ones like Samurai Showdown, World Heroes, Breaker's Revenge.
I like the World Heroes one.
Oh, dude, that game is hilarious. Yeah, like it's just so ridiculous. They can't make games like that
anymore. Yeah, the Viking guy, like, hey, can you hear me? And he chucks a freaking boat at you.
He's like, what?
Just talk about ask any dumb question.
Yeah, okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay. I get it. I like both, but I'm a Trekker at heart. Have you made any high scores today?
No, other than beating Contra. That was like the highlight.
So well, far. Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
I haven't beaten anything today. We don't really have time. We kind of got here a little late, you know, but we get pretty good.
I'm trying to get high on Robotron, but man, some of these dudes here are like, they're killing it on that game.
Yeah.
Robotron's one of my favorites too. No, that's one of my favorite ones too, Berserk. There's also a game like that called Frenzy. I don't know if you played it yet. It's kind of like, it's just like Berserk.
Well, have you heard the urban legend about Berserk though?
Actually, no, I never heard that urban legend.
What's the name of the smiley face?
You're talking about the big smiley face in the middle?
Yeah, he has
that
name.
Was on Frenzy, wasn't it?
No,
Berserk.
Is that Frenzy? Okay. Oh, you're talking about the smiley, bouncy smiley face.
Yeah, the one that comes in and tries to kill you.
Oh, yeah. On Frenzy, there's like a big one in the middle of the screen.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but no, I haven't heard the legend about that smiley face. It's cute, though.
if the smiley face gets you in the game, there's a good chance you're going to die.
Oh, that's cute. I never heard that one. But
yeah, but there's a urban legend that some kid...
Evil Otto is the name of the the smiley face guy.
Oh, that's cute. But you should cosplay that guy.
Yes, you should.
Yeah. So if he gets you in the game, in a high score game, you die.
Oh, shit.
Someone's realized me so many times. I'm still here.
You can't kill.
It got me 1,000 times.
That's how many times you've already died. This is like another version of you. But yeah, apparently some kid had died when the game was in the 80s, right?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
He died after playing a long game of Berserk, and then the Evil Otto got him. Found him dead the next day.
Damn.
I think also he was playing it a lot, and he had like heart issues.
Oh.
So.
That sucks.
Not, I guess, not as metal or cute, I guess, but it's still, it happened and it's an urban legend now. But that's a hard game too.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking touch the walls and you die, I think.
Old, hard, and brutal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why I mean I like really metal brutal games, but I haven't been playing as much retro games. Mostly I'm just like Dark Souls nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Cuz that's pretty metal. But earlier I did get the highest score on Space Station. So I entered in my initial, it was like 4,129,000 and
nice,
I entered
man.
My initials as ass and beat the previous person who had 4,000 or 4,000,000. And it was funny when I won because the screen flashed ass 4 times on the screen.
Oh, that's cute.
And then, but then after we left, like we walked over to one of the other games and then eventually I sat down like 5-10 minutes later, one of the techs was over there taking it apart. I was like, oh no, what happened? Did they have to erase the scoreboard because there's profanity? I don't know. Or maybe it just broke it. I don't know. It was fun though. Cause I had, it's one of those ones where it'll give you multiple balls at the same time. And I had twice, I had 3 balls going around on the first ball. I have 3 balls going around. But yeah, no, that's my highlight, I guess, so cool. far. What about you, Sal?
My highlight is Miller High Life.
And Corona.
I don't know. I got to play a lot more of the pinball games, like the more newer ones. Yeah. Like the last couple of years, it's been so packed. Like the new ones, Guardians of the Galaxy, and
I'm still trying to get on the Shrek one, but it's always busy.
Yeah, it's always busy, and in the previous years, there would be like 5 or 6 people deep waiting to play it.
Yeah,
I got to play Ghostbusters. I never got to.
Oh, actually, I finally got to play the Iron Maiden one after it's always packed. I never got to it till today. So that was cool.
And I got the Metallica ones, like the ones they have behind in that little room.
Yeah.
Or like pretty much all of like the heavy metal ones.
Yeah.
They had Metallica, Megadeth in there.
Those ones are hard to get to.
Yeah, there was 2 people waiting on each of those. I was like, oh, I'm never going to get to play that one. But yeah, kind of music genres.
Oh, everything,
like? Everything.
Country, everything from metal, the 80s classical. I listen to a lot of video game soundtracks too.
Oh yeah,
all the time.
What about Mongolian vocalizing music?
I've never heard of that.
Oh my god! When you get home, or even now, look it up on your phone. Hu. Yeah, they're Mongolian.
Are they
cute? It's like Mongolian metal, yeah, and they do like throat singing too with it.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Well, you've probably seen it. Yeah, you've
probably
seen
it. Yeah,
it's very metal. I bet you his throat is sore afterwards. It's like, just don't talk to me for a couple of days.
Actually, I do have a question. Are you into Baby Metal, the band?
I heard a couple of songs.
Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't really listened to them. But yeah, I heard some of their songs.
I think you need to watch some of their videos. If you're into that, the metal kawaii, like
yeah.
They're ridiculous. It's literally like a mix of J-pop and metal. We saw them when they were here in a while ago, a couple of years ago or something. Pretty crazy.
That's cute.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. But yeah, it's getting a little chilly out here. So and you probably need to get back to some gaming. So.
Yeah,
I don't want to keep you too long, but thank you for being on. And
you're welcome.
Where can our listeners find you on the interwebs?
It's Metal Slammer on Instagram. Other than that, I haven't made like a Facebook page or anything else.
Okay.
I have a Twitter. I have a Twitter, but I hardly post on it.
Okay. Is it also Metal Slammer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just all one word, Metal Slammer.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Yeah. Check him out. His cosplays are fucking amazing. Kawaii as fuck. Metal as fuck. He's got the best legs I've ever seen on Instagram. So
thank you.
Yeah. Metal Slammer. Check him out, everybody. Alrighty. Alrighty. I think we're just about ready to wrap it up here at Arcade Expo.
Better wrap that shit up, B.
Sal, we got to play a bunch of pinballs. So we got to interview Metal Slimer, the metalist and kawaiiest of cosplayers.
Kawaii and brutal.
As fuck. AF. And we had Nico on earlier. We're going to get him in the studio. We might get
Metal and Slimer in the studio now that we've got them by the Slimer. We got him on the show, so finally. I didn't know he was going to be here. That was just happenstance.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've had a lot of fun. I really enjoyed getting the high score and putting ass on the scoreboard. What was your favorite pinball, Sal?
My favorite is always what was the name of it? Do you know which one I played though? The Flash Gordon one was cool.
Flash?
Yeah. The art on it is fucking amazing.
Yeah. I got a bunch of video, some like B-roll of a lot of the artwork. What the hell just happened over there? Someone just pounded a... Oh, they dumped it. They dumped ice water on his head. Oh, ice bucket challenged.
Oh, you know what my favorite memorable part was?
What?
Me whooping Eddie's ass on Primal Rage.
Yeah, I got some video of that too, of Eddie getting his ass whooped in Primal Rage. I know better than to play any fucking fighting games. I think I did. I did Virtua Fighter for like one round. Oh no, they're dunking their heads in ice water. Why? Why?
For why they do not know.
Yeah. I don't know if there are any more bands playing tonight. No, the vendors are kind of breaking down. But this place is open till 2 a.m.
Oh no, there's people still up there. There's
okay.
A lady.
Yeah.
Gonna solo pick the guitar. Because
Monkey got the diabetes and we're so goddamn far away from civilization. Gotta go stab Monkey. But yeah, my favorite pinballs were, I mean, Space Station because I got the high score. But then after that, I played, I think it was Alien Poker. That one was fun. I liked that one. And Pharaoh, I think. But I did the best on...
I wanted to play that AVP game, but there was always somebody on it.
No, yeah, the newer ones are always fucking crowded. There's always somebody on them. And people, like, waiting in the wings to just snag them. But, yeah. I think it's worth it. It sounds pricey to pay $70, but if you come earlier than we did and stay until 2 a.m, like, you get so much free play.
Yeah, well, after, like, 8 o'clock, when everybody starts going home, you get free roam of all the whole place.
That's also true. So maybe it's actually worthwhile to come later.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like on Friday though. I would assume that Friday or Sunday might be less crowded than Saturday, but we always come on Saturday because we need to get that beautiful bean footage.
Get here early or stay late and you get to play any of the arcade games, any of the pinball games because everybody went home already.
Yeah, I think Eddie's trolling for more chicks.
Eddie's always trolling, dude.
You see him trolling.
He looks hot. Eddie, that's a tree.
Yeah, Eddie falls in love with trees frequently. But yeah, I think we got a lot of good footage. We'll have a video up for Arcade Expo 5.0. But yeah, this has been Arcade Expo 5.0 in Banning, California at the Pinball Museum. This is Strength and Gaming. I think we're going to sign off for now.
Fokker out.
We will come back next year for sure. Later.
Thank you so much to all the nerds that listened. You can find us at strengthengaming.com or email us at info@strcast.com. Thank you.